Now to that announcement by the ferry company Stena Line that they are axing their Rosslare to Cherbourg route, which runs three times a week at the moment. It will end in September. Stena says it made the decision after a strategic review of the route. Well, Rosslare Europort is owned by Erinroad Éireann, and its corporate communications manager Barry Kenny joins us, as does Ger Carthy, Cathaoirleach of Rosslare Municipal District. He's an independent councillor. You're both very welcome indeed. Barry, this is the Stena Vision ferry service. Had it been operating terribly long in from Rosslare to Cherbourg, that route?
Well, I suppose, look, Stena Line, yes, have been operating on the route for many years, and obviously a valued partner of the port, both on the Cherbourg route and on the Wales route as well. So we're sorry to see them go. We have seen very significant expansion in Rosslare to Continent of Europe services since, I suppose, the Brexit era, really. We were operating at that time with six services each way a week. We are now up to 36, as well as Stena's operation on Rosslare to Cherbourg. Brittany ferries operate three times a week, and that's been an expanding service in recent years. And we have a range of shipping lines now operating to ports like Bilbao, Dunkirk, and Zeebrugge, as obviously varying between passenger and freight market. So, we obviously regret Stena's decision. We do see it was in their information that is part of a strategic review. They're focusing on Irish sea routes. Mm-hmm. We are in a mode of expansion. We're already receiving inquiries and engaging with potential customers to take up those slots. And expansion of service to the port is going to continue to be our focus.
So, can you afford to lose this route?
Nobody likes, a significant customer to remove from the route, but we anticipate that we will be in a position to replace these services. Obviously, Stena are operating through until the end of September, and we'll be working closely with them on the service until then. But we do believe that we'll be in a position, because overall, our volumes are still rising. Mm. We on top of record levels last year, we are seeing a further 10% growth in passenger volumes this year, 14% in freight volumes. So the market is there, and there's a lot of competition in the market. So we would be confident, as I say, of replacing those services.
Okay, Councillor Carthy, what's your view on this decision by Stena to pull this route?
I think it's very disappointing in the context of the overall operations of Rosslare Europort. This is the second big shipping company that has abandoned that route between Rosslare and Cherbourg Irish Ferry some years ago, and that void was subsequently filled by Stena Line. And unfortunately, that's going to cease now towards the end of September. Extremely disappointing for that local area that I represent, but also for that wider southeast region that, you know, gets access into mainland Europe via Cherbourg. I think this. Some of the issues are around the cost of operating out of Rosslare Europort. The industry would tell me that the port of Rosslare is one of the dearest and most expensive places to operate out of. I know Barry Kenny is out there with the soundbite that they've been using for a number of years in relation to Rosslare Europort, and that the sailings are up and the operations are improving in that port. But that's subject to Brexit, and it was a massive investment, you know, under the Brexit Adjustment Fund, and we see the benefits of that in the port. But any sailing that's lost to that general area is a poor day for that area.
Barry Kenny, what do you say to that? Are landing rates too expensive at Rosslare Europort?
No, we operate in a hugely competitive market, and that is not the case. I mean, we have Stena Line there, we have Brittany Ferries there, we have TFDS, we have Neptune Lines, we have Finn Lines. As I say, serving ports, connected to ports over recent years that simply have not been served before. So I think the record is there in terms of the investment by Erinroad Éireann of working with OPW. If you go to Rosslare at the moment, the transformation over the last 18 months is extraordinary. I think the second biggest civil engineering project in the state at the moment, our own port master plan investment, our digitalisation, working with the OPW on the new permanent border control post there. So this is a port that is investing and building for expansion. We're shortly going to be lodging a planning application to be the onshore hub for the offshore renewable energy industry in the Irish and Celtic Seas. Obviously critical strategic industry, not only for the region, but for the country overall. So, I mean, the investment that is going in there from ourselves and from others is absolutely unprecedented. And I don't think anybody could look at what has happened there in recent years and say otherwise.
Ger Carthy, do those facts not speak for themselves? Do you not think that this is the decision by Stena is very specific to Stena and its strategic view?
Well, it's a commercial decision by a commercial company, but I would be very concerned that Éireann Ó Éireann are happy enough to let them off. I think that the Minister Canning needs to intervene in relation to this. We see some changes now in relation to the relationship between Britain and the European Union, and I don't want to see the benefits of Brexit start to relax in the context of the business that goes through the port of Rosslare. Yes, there's a massive investment under the Brexit Adjustment Fund in bricks and mortar in the port, and we welcome that. We certainly welcome that. And any investment there, we certainly do. But we can't be alone, the likes of those operators, to cease operating between the port of Rosslare and mainland Europe. And on a whim, by the sounds of Barry there, you know, we let him off. Did we have a discussion with him? I don't know. Yes, it's a commercial decision. You know, did they go back and discuss rates with them? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, Barry Kenny.
Well, we engage with all of our customers on an ongoing basis, and we don't do commercial discussions.
The question was, did you engage with them?
We engage. We have. I mean, Stena withdrew from the route over the winter months. Resumed services again this spring. You know, we have seen expansion from other route services, Brittany Ferries, on this route. They started with a lesser service. We now have three round trips a week from Brittany Ferries from Rosslare to Cherbourg, three round trips to Bilbao. This is not a port that is seen in the shipping industry as some sort of a barrier to operating new routes. Far from it. And we will be filling these slots and we will be replacing them. It is not a case of letting a port, letting a provider walk away. We obviously engage and want our customers to stay. But there's a competitive market there and we will win new business for Rosslare connecting to Europe. Because working with the shipping providers, operators, working with industry, we have helped to build these routes. And yes, the British trade routes are recovering and we are thankfully seeing increased volumes there as well at the moment. But that is not at the cost of the European links. And we are, as I say, investing in the port to ensure that we can support more, not just for Rosslare Europort, for the country overall.
Okay.
Dublin Port is at capacity. We need to ensure that we have port capacity and we will be delivering that.
Thank you both very much indeed. Barry Kenny from Éireann Ó Éireann and Ger Carthy, Councillor Ger Carthy, Cathaoirleach of Rosslare Municipal District. It's 8:28.